A senior Pentagon official says the 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and the P5 plus one group of countries is still in the best interests of the United States. U.S. Central Command Chief says the landmark accord helps curb Iran's nuclear program. General Joseph Fattah added that if the deal fell apart, Washington would have to find another way to deal with what he called Tehran's nuclear weapons program. He stressed that the view is also shared by Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Joe Dunford. The statements run counter to the U.S. President Donald Trump's stance on the nuclear deal. Trump has described the accord as a terrible agreement and threatened to scrap it unless new restrictions were placed on Iran before May 12th. Now, Behrad Nahai, New York-based nuclear scientist, is joining us live. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. What do you make of these comments? Actually, it seems that Mr. Trump and his team are not exactly on the same page when it comes to Iran.
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me. Well, Mr. Trump is trying to keep his base that got him elected happy with the promise that he has already given them. And one of the promises was tearing up Iran's agreement, notwithstanding that it is not an agreement between two countries, that's an agreement between Iran and the world under UN Security Council. So no one party can abrogate it by itself and change it. It came about after 2 years of give and take and analysis on both sides and trying to get what they wanted at most important for them. It is not something that you can go renegotiate. And if you want to look at it from a different perspective, there is no way that United States would like to renegotiate this, because would Iran be allowed to have the 100,000 centrifuge that it had? Had unlimited enrichment capability, get back the heavy water reactor, and all those, because if you want to open the discussion, you have to open everything, and there is no way that the West would agree that Iran restart its 100,000 centrifuge and unlimited enrichment. The problem here with Mr. Trump is anytime that he gets into a jam in a political scene, he brings this up, and one of the antics that he has used recently has been the tariff. I believe that part of the reason behind the tariff is that he's brought it up so that he could trade that with European. And the question is, are the European up to the point that they can save themselves, or again they will buckle as they did under President Bush? It's up to Europe whether it can save itself or not. It's not really Iran's problem. It's the world's problem, that whether they can agree to an agreement, to continue an agreement that every sane person agrees is a good agreement, or under wishful thinking, try to destroy and destroy the chances of any future agreement, because if this agreement is touched, there is no way that any other country in the future will agree with take the word of United States or the UN Security Council as the word. And we will be entering in a much, much harder and more dangerous world, because the world diplomacy surrounds about agreements, even if both parties do not agree on the basis, but they come up to a list of things that they can agree with each other. Particularly inside is President Trump wants to negotiate with North Korea. There is no way that North Korea would take any of the US words serious if this deal goes down. It doesn't go down if United States do not stand by its promise. This was a promise from the office of the President of the United States was elected by a majority of Americans.
Well, Mr. Nakhai, just as you've mentioned yourself also, when it comes to dealing about international matters, Mr. Trump has time and again proven that he really doesn't care what his entourage think. Even he doesn't pay attention to what experts are saying. How far do you think he will take this as far as the JCPOA goes? And we do know that the Europeans are not willing to renegotiate the JCPOA either. So what are exactly
Exactly what I meant there when I said that, that he brought the tariff so that he would dangle it in front of European, hoping that if they want no tariff, they have to give way somewhere else, and probably he wants to negotiate with the Europe that I will not impose tariff on your product if you agree that you abandon JCPOA. And this is the point that Europe must prove, that whether they are up to the point to save themselves, and in reality, are they as good a friend to the United States that take the punch bowl away? Because friends don't let friends to self-destruct.
Thank you very much, Mr. Behra Nakhai, for your insights on the issue. As always, you're appreciated on Press TV.